Here in Bend, state transportation officials are trying to make crosswalks on busy roads safer, but many cyclists are not using the flashing beacons. A new survey by ODOT shows that many more cars are stopping for pedestrians on the Bend Parkway and at Northeast Greenwood and US 20. ODOT's Peter Murphy says the new rectangular rapid flashing beacons are doing their job.
What we found is that before we had installed it, the compliance rate of motorists yielding was about 23%. Well, now it's 83%. So it's really changed a lot. It's gone way up. Now, there is one downside.
Okay.
People do have to use it. You know, they got to push the button.
Another problem is that cyclists may often zip across the road, which is confusing to motorists. He says the law reads if you are a cyclist in a crosswalk, you have to follow around the same rate of speed as someone who is on foot. The day after Christmas, also known as Manic Monday, was evident at our local stores. Teresa Daly, the team leader at the Bend Target store, tells our news partner, News Channel 1, Channel 21, that a lot of people had Monday off, and so the stores were busy with shoppers looking for end-of-the-year deals. It's the second highest revenue day of the year for many retailers. Retail analysts estimate when all the shopping is done, Americans will spend nearly 4% more than last year, or some $469 billion. Oregon is getting part of a $34 million settlement with GE Funding Capital Market Services. It's one of the companies involved in the downfall of the financial markets. Tony Green in the Attorney General's office says they were involved in illegal activities.
There was evidence of a collusion and insider information being passed along that gave advantages to financial institution insiders.
In this settlement, Oregon gets $215,000. The money will be split among state and county agencies that had money invested under the company. It's a popular Oregon tradition, whale watching. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren reports.
Dave Newton at the Depot Bay Whale Watch Center.
We have the southern migration of the gray whales. About a mile to a mile and a half out, they're migrating down to Baja for the breeding purposes.
He says they expect 15,000 to 22,000 whales. To find out the where and when of how you can see them, .org.
We have volunteers at 24 different sites up and down the Oregon coast and also up at Ilwaka, Washington, Cape Disappointment.
Dave says remember to bring binoculars and foul weather clothing. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
All this week, we are counting down the top five business stories for 2011 with Tyler Simonis of Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management in Bend. Yesterday's number five story was the collapse of MF Global. Simonis says it was a huge catastrophe in many ways that wasn't supposed to happen with the new Dodd-Frank legislation. Today, here's the next one on Tyler's list.
Number four, the Japanese earthquake and tsunami. So when it happened, even though it was a huge loss of life and it appeared that it was going to be a big disruption to the Japanese economy, it ended up being a big disruption to the global economy because it interrupted the global supply chain and it had a much bigger impact on global GDP growth than had been previously expected.
And, of course, tomorrow we will have number three on Tyler Simonis' list. Bend police say a Christmas night custody dispute turned violent. Police say 27-year-old Gabriel Christensen of Bend kicked open a door and allegedly pulled a knife and threatened to shoot three men inside of a Bend home. Police say the man was trying to contact his girlfriend at the time, and when the people who lived there asked him to leave, that's when the threatening behavior started. He fled the scene and was located later with the help of a Bend police dog. Christensen also had a felony warrant out for his arrest. And the chairlifts finally started running early yesterday morning at Hoodoo after a lack of snow delayed the mountain's opening operations. Hundreds grabbed their new Christmas gear, packed up the car, and hit the slopes. The resort originally was set to open the day after Thanksgiving, but it looks like the day after Christmas was their lucky day. One skier called the warm weather and late opening cruel and unusual punishment. Hoodoo will be open through December 31st from 9 to 9 with the Easy Rider, Manzanita, and Ed lifts all opening. And coming up next on your local news at 6:30, we'll talk about a local effort to bring hundreds of jobs to the Redmond area. I'm Lori Robb reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.